CRISPR Therapeutics announces FDA RMAT designation granted to CTX130 for treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphomas. Zug, Switzerland and Boston, September 28, 2022. CRISPR Therapeutics, NASDAQ, CRSP. A biopharmaceutical company focused on creating transformative gene-based medicines for serious diseases, today announced that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, granted Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy, RMAT, designation to CTX130. The company's wholly owned allogeneic CAR T-cell therapy targeting CD70. For the treatment of mycosis fungoides and Sézary syndrome, MF/SS. The RMAT designation is an important milestone for the CTX130 program that recognizes the transformative potential of our cell therapy in patients with T-cell lymphomas based upon encouraging clinical data to date, said Fuan Khan, PK, Moro, MD, FACP, Chief Medical Officer of CRISPR Therapeutics. We continue to work with a sense of urgency to bring our broad portfolio of allogeneic cell therapies to patients in need. Established under the 21st Century Cures Act, RMAT designation is a dedicated program designed to expedite the drug development and review processes for promising pipeline products, including genetic therapies. A regenerative medicine therapy is eligible for RMAT designation if it is intended to treat, modify, reverse or cure a serious or life-threatening disease or condition, and preliminary clinical evidence indicates that the drug or therapy has the potential to address unmet medical needs for such disease or condition. Similar to breakthrough therapy designation, RMAT designation provides the benefits of intensive FDA guidance on efficient drug development, including the ability for early interactions with FDA to discuss surrogate or intermediate endpoints, potential ways to support accelerated approval and satisfy post-approval requirements, potential priority review of the biologics license application, BLA, and other opportunities to expedite development and review. About CTX130 and COBALT trials. CTX130, a wholly owned program of CRISPR Therapeutics, is a healthy donor-derived gene-edited allogeneic CAR T investigational therapy targeting cluster of differentiation 70, or CD70, an antigen expressed on various solid tumors and hematologic malignancies. CTX130 is being investigated in two ongoing independent Phase 1 single-arm, multicenter, open-label clinical trials that are designed to assess the safety and efficacy of several dose levels of CTX130 in adult patients. The COBALT-LIM trial is evaluating the safety and efficacy of CTX130 for the treatment of relapsed or refractory T or B-cell malignancies. The COBALT-RCC trial is evaluating the safety and efficacy of CTX130 for the treatment of relapsed or refractory renal cell carcinoma. CTX130 has received Orphan Drug and Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy designations from the FDA. About CRISPR Therapeutics. CRISPR Therapeutics is a leading gene editing company focused on developing transformative gene-based medicines for serious diseases using its proprietary CRISPR/Cas9 platform. CRISPR/Cas9 is a revolutionary gene editing technology that allows for precise, directed changes to genomic DNA. CRISPR Therapeutics has established a portfolio of therapeutic programs across a broad range of disease areas including hemoglobinopathies, oncology, regenerative medicine and rare diseases. To accelerate and expand its efforts, CRISPR Therapeutics has established strategic partnerships with leading companies including Bayer, Vertex Pharmaceuticals and Viacide Incorporated. CRISPR Therapeutics AG is headquartered in Zug, Switzerland, with its wholly owned U.S. subsidiary, CRISPR Therapeutics Incorporated, and R&D operations based in Boston, Massachusetts, and business offices in San Francisco, California, and London, United Kingdom. For more information, please visit www.crisprch.com. To learn more about this rapidly evolving CAR T industry, view the global CAR T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials, and trends. Global CAR T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials and trends.